Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jordan Mailata joins us every Tuesday at 4. And because the Eagles just keep winning and winning and winning, the calls keep coming and coming.
He can't get away from us.
Cannot, as much as he would like to. Jordan Mailata joins us now. Jordan, how you doing, man?
Yes, it's an unfortunate relationship that we have.
Seems very one-sided, actually.
Yep.
I've been in those before. Not my first one-sided relationship. So, Jordan, we want to play a piece of audio and then have you react to it. I think you've probably...
Oh, God.
Well, you weren't singing in this one. So here it is.
Do some!
Now, without context, that could be a lot of different things. But what it really was you laughing maniacally as Saquon scored on that first play from scrimmage. Is that a normal reaction out of you? It was awesome to watch.
It's just you go through the range of emotions on a play like that. And, when you have a player like you do in Saquon, you just kind of know he can, you give him that much space, he can make a play out of anything. So, yeah, just kind of... I think the joy of executing my job on that play and then seeing him get through.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just, I don't know, every time I get mic'd up, I think half of it is just me laughing like that in plays, and probably why they don't like to mic me up.
You know what was awesome was... You were laughing, and Saquon still had to break a tackle and make a spin. And what was awesome about that play is he did have... he had a hole there, but Saquon still had to, make a couple of guys miss to make it happen. And it just, I think your confidence as early as it was just shows how much confidence you have in him that those guys have no chance. When he gets you in the open field, you have no chance.
Like I said, you give him that much space, it's going to be hard to bring him down one-on-one. So you just kind of get a good feeling that he's going to break that tackle or juke him out, whatever he does, Saquon doing Saquon things.
Yeah, man, looked like Kellen Moore. I mean, that was just the first play of the game. I hadn't seen a lot of toss crack plays that you guys have run this year. That was certainly something new and interesting. Then we also saw a couple of run plays to Dallas Goedert that I hadn't seen. Kellen Moore going a little deeper in the bag in the running game this past Sunday.
Yeah, Magician Moore, he just knows how to pull a trick out the hat, man. Whenever you don't expect him to do something, he just brings it out. And, I think he caught a great game on the weekend. So, man, it's just not surprised there.
So I'm going to hop straight to this one, right? Sunday was a little bit of a stress-free game after halftime. I mean, maybe not for you guys. I'm just saying for the fans that were watching. I don't know how much stress everybody was going through in that second half. Watching your quarterback play Sunday, man, we spent a lot of time focused on the running game and Saquon, and rightfully so. You guys have been awesome up front O-line. But watching the passing game thrive Sunday, I'm wondering what's that like for you as pass blocking. We talk so much about your run blocking. You guys did a great job in the passing game as well for protection.
Man, I think Jalen played lights out, man. Played lights out, and, I think – when it comes to the passing game, it starts with the O-line and Jalen. And I thought we could be better. I could be better in my performance, you know, giving up a sack. Technique was a little off. But, yeah, I thought, you know, again, Jalen just played so lights out. He was very communicative, very sharp, you know, just executing what he wanted, checking us into different plays, just off what the defense was getting us, giving us. And, yeah, man, I love when they doubt him because that's when he plays his best football.
You just mentioned something that we talked about yesterday a little bit, and I think he's starting to get a lot more credit for it, as he rightfully should, is his play at the line of scrimmage, getting you guys in and out of certain plays, making checks. As much as you can you give us a little glimpse into, like, how often does that happen, where Jalen is pretty much out there directing stuff, him and Cam Jurgens?
Honestly, it feels like it's like almost every other play. Mm. You know, every other play he's checking into something, or every three plays. It's just depending on what, you know, the defense has given us. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that's all it depends on. And I'd say every other play he's doing something back there that he sees and he wants to check something else. So he's done a great job this year as communicating that up front. So, and to the wide receivers.
Jordan, I know you and the other guys on the offensive line, it's sort of a brotherhood, you know. You have to not just how you play, but everything is together for these, you know, 18 weeks of the regular season and the playoffs. Seeing Landon play with the injury he played with, even as Cam seemed like he was begging him to come in that first half, and then seeing Cam come in the second half, who was obviously going through his back injury as well, what does that do for you guys? First of all, seeing Landon play in that much pain, but just playing through it and playing for the team. What does that feel like for the other guys on the offensive line?
We're a tight unit, so, you know, we're not surprised that those two warriors battled through it. It's just a crazy feeling knowing that, you know, when your back's against the wall, this guy's just going to fight with everything he has left to, get the job done. And those two guys stepped up huge over the weekend just to ensure this victory, to get us to the bowl. I mean, I'm not surprised by Landon and Cam, just knowing them, who they are as people. But, you know, going to work with them every day, knowing them as professionals, you kind of just know that that's the mentality they're going to have. They embody it. They embrace it. And you know, I know Philly's not shocked. You know, they're here for a reason. You gotta survive in this team, have a certain, you know, trait to survive in the city and team. And those two just embody the grit and the determination that the fans have as well.
So, unsurprisingly, it's the Chiefs again. Here we go. And you guys played them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Do you care that – care is the wrong word. Is there any feeling inside they got us last time and we want to get this one? Like, is there an added – it's hard to say an added thing for the Super Bowl, but the fact that the last time you were there you lost to them, does that add anything to you?
I'm going to keep it short and simple. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But at the same time, it is the next game. It is a new team. We both have new teams. You know, the history is called history for a reason. But you can't forget that the experience that, you know, that you go through, or what I went through. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yes, I will answer your question and say yes. But again, this is just the next game that we have to play, and probably the most important game that we will play this year.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it makes sense. It wasn't that long ago. It was just 2 years ago. So I totally understand that being in the back of the players' minds who were playing in that game, for sure. Rest of the week for you, man. What's it looking like? You guys find out what your schedule is for this week?
I'm treating it like a normal week.
Okay.
Still practicing, day off tomorrow. So, you know, kind of just pushed the schedule back a day. I'm still trying to get together this these travel plans and everything, the ticket allotment and all that stuff for the Super Bowl, get that ready. But, yeah, the plan is to go, you know, like we're playing this week, just get a head start on Kansas City and, again, correct our mistakes from the last game. So that's the plan, man. Try and heal up before the big dance and, yeah, man, that's about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, will that mean I would not be joining you guys next week? Just asking for a friend.
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you, but...
I've got to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would imagine that, yeah, next Tuesday at this time, you'll be a little busy.
This guy,
yeah,
got to work.
Got to work.
Yeah. Well, so do we, you know?
Yeah.
We're also working.
Yeah, we're working.
Yeah, but I have to play in the game.
Oh, right.
That's a little different.
Yeah, it is fair. That's fair.
Just a little bit, yeah. Just a little different.
Well, I mean, since we're not going to talk to you next week, you know, if you were to pick a favorite media member at all the Eagles.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, man. You're really just trying to ruin all my relationships that I've built.
Yeah, I know you're not going to really answer it anyway. It's fine. We all know it's not Elliot. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to pick somebody other than Elliot. All right. Well, you guys, I mean, what a season. The storylines that happened, but overall winning, what, 17 games so far, mm-hmm. and ending up in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, it's exciting for everyone, and we're incredibly proud of the team and what you guys did on Sunday, and then to watch you next Sunday, or two Sundays from now. So I guess all we would say is good luck and thank you for the season.
Yep.
Appreciate it, fellas.
I will say this, big fella. I will say this.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to jinx you. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, not immediately following, but maybe a week or two afterwards, when the celebration has died down a little bit, you got to come back on and talk to us about it.
For sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. When you're not working. Yeah, well, you don't have an excuse.
Listen, we won't bug you if it goes any other way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't even worry. Yeah, we won't bug you if it goes any other way. So,
I mean, this was my way of letting the higher-ups at WIP know that I won't be calling in next week.
Jacking in. Yeah.
I understand it, brother. Good luck, man. Good luck.
Jordan.
Yes, sir.
All right. There he is.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Yeah. There he is, Jordan Mailata. You know, I was...
Got to get him back if they win.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Got to get him in here.
Yeah, I got to get him back.
I got to look him in the face and just say it wasn't Elliot. Say your favorite media member isn't Elliot.
I think Elliot knows it.
Yeah, maybe get him sing a little bit, you know, while he's in a good mood. I respect him. He's always very straight with us,
mm-hmm.
but... there is a politically correct way to answer that. Does it matter to you? Then it's the Chiefs. There is, you know, it's the Super Bowl. It's a big game. It's the
right.
next game. Him saying, yes, it matters that we lost to them last time. I respect him a great deal for saying, like, yes, absolutely. Yep. They got us. Because you know inside that it's there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he actually said it.
No, I love this version of Jordan. Like, he's always tried to say the right things. But I think he feels confident in his standing with the team, who he is as a player. He's become one of the voices of the team, and he has earned the right to be bluntly honest when he so chooses to. He doesn't always have to give that politically correct answer because he is afraid of ticking someone off. I think this year he's been awesome this year with the media, with being sort of straightforward with his answers.
And I think we've said it a bunch of times, and you said it there, he has... In Kelsey leaving, in mm-hmm. Fletcher leaving, he's one of the guys that has been here the longest
yep.
and has taken that vacuum, that leadership vacuum. Somebody has to fill
Somebody
it.
Somebody has to do it.
And you want it to be one of the guys who can handle it, one of the right guys. And he is clearly one of those guys.
Yep.
And I'm glad that he has wrapped his arms around that responsibility, which is what it is. It's a responsibility.
I'm telling you, and it relieves the other guys. I mean, AJ has taken on a bigger vocal role this year. He speaks with the media an awful lot, and he's certainly candid, but there's times that he doesn't want to do that. I'm sure there's times Jalen doesn't want to talk to the media, which is why he only does a couple of availabilities, maybe one, right? He only does it once a week?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jalen only does it once a week, or after a game. He does it after a game and then one other time. But Jordan is there after every practice.
Yep. in the locker room,
yeah,
so answering questions.
And it's very easy to avoid the media if that's what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, by the way, if he didn't give answers, they would hunt around for other people to give answers. So by him being straightforward and giving people the information that they're looking for, I think it eases the stress on other players who aren't as comfortable or don't feel as cemented in doing it.
And he's not a locker room lawyer. You know, see how some guys get in front of media and they're doing their own thing with some sort of hidden agenda. He's uplifting his teammates. He's been in support of his guys. But when they don't play well, he says it, doesn't sugarcoat it, doesn't run from it. But he's never a divisive guy. It's always about including everyone and uplifting everyone.
And I think he sounds cool because he has the Australian accent. I'm just going to be honest. I think it's the best accent there is, the Australian one.
Australian?
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm impartial to Delco, but...
You mean you're partial to Delco.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Not impartial.
What does impartial mean?
Impartial means you do not... You treat them all the same, whereas partial to means that you prefer.
All right, so I'm partial to Delco.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. It's like why I keep saying infamous for no reason. Infamous is a negative thing. I always say it in a positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's infamous.
Yeah.
Actually, it means he's famous for something bad.
Yes.
Idiot.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason
it works with the
third.
Show. It fits the show's mantra.
Well, much like Jalen, I was put in a straitjacket.
Oh, there we go. Much like Jalen, you perform better. The team performs better when you're in the straitjacket.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is a... The Super Bowl is the biggest game in all of American sports, but this one, why does this particular one mean something to you? For me, it means two things. First of all, I think the Eagles go from a great organization to an elite organization. I think it's hard to say you're an elite organization in the NFL when you only have one championship. And the other thing is, everybody in the NFC East has more than one, and they throw it in our face all the time, and they call our little Super Bowl cute, blah, blah, blah. As bad as the Giants season is going, as bad as the Cowboys season went, they all have more than us. So I think it raises the level of the organization. Why for you? 215-592-9494. Oh, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You here to ruin the show in the middle of a segment again, Yosh? Or are you just going to deliver what you got?
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Well, bro, you guys did an Eagles chant in the middle of our segment yesterday.
But I came down there dirty right after work to support my friends and their radio station.
Okay.
I came down there right after work. I actually left work early.
Still had your vest on.
I left my guy standing.
You still had your vest on.
Still had my safety colors on, I agree. Came down there to support y'all, and that's how he want to start off the daggone show. You want to No, I don't want to interrupt nothing. You know why? Because you answered the call. So how I'm interrupting?
Okay,
you
fair.
You answered the call.
Fair.
You put me on.
That's fair.
You know what? I was feeling bad all day that I didn't give you no love before I left yesterday.
Unreal.
You know what? God don't like ugly. He steered me straight to the door for a reason.
Wow.
He said, you had an agenda. I love you, Spike.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. What's up, brother? I actually saw you leaving. Wait, I saw you leaving, and I was like, is that dude leaving without saying hello to me? And unreal. Really unreal. But I appreciate it. All right, go on.
When I got in my Jeep and turned y'all back on, I felt so bad. I really did feel bad all day. I was like, man.
Good.
But I'm gonna be down there and I'm gonna love up on you. You know we gotta make Jack jealous. You know, you get a little jealous when we love on each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, man, my man Spike, Big Ice, Jagged Baby, man, I thought I was getting my voice back, messing with daggone Chuck last night, got me all messed up, boy, the key ain't working, the daggone Ricolas ain't doing nothing, oh, man, but you know what, real quick, though, man, I told Jack earlier, I love this radio station, I love you guys. And all the people that came up to me last night giving me love, man, it's humbling. It's really humbling. And I'm a popular dude anyway, but this extension of
yeah, no big deal to you, yeah.
I love you cats. I love you cats, what's name, for introducing me to the masses of the radio listeners. I love y'all for that. But I hate the other teams in this division. I hate them. But I want to be just like them. I need multiple Super Bowls, like Spike just said. I need more than one. My mama always told me two good things is a great feeling. I want to be the team that beat the team. I don't want to have the conversations we're going to have all offseason if we don't win. I want to be that squad in everybody's mouth, pause, all season. I want my hit back.
That hammer is real, for real.
I want my hit back. I want my hit back. Them guys, what's the name, got that little cheap call at the end of the first one, and then they held the ball. They stood behind what's the name, the storm door, and said, "Nah, nah, nah, boo, boo. I want to come in here, pop them in their mouth, hit them with an uppercut, pick them up, slam them, and stomp them in their throat. I need it. I need some balance. I got one ring. I need two. I need some balance. I need one on each ring finger. I'm tired of wobbling. I love my one Super Bowl. I want it for this team. I want it for Jalen. I want it for Nick. I'm tired of the disrespect. The Nick Wrights, the Chris Canties, everybody was saying got something bad to say about us. I love that we the underdog. When I saw that point and a half, I love it. You know why? Because this team has been doubted. Every game, just about majority of the season, and they need that doubt going into the Super Bowl, so they can say, you know what, take this finger in between what's named that index finger and that ring finger, that pinky and that thumb, throw it up to the world. I need it. Don't you need it, Ike Reese?
Yeah.
Don't you want it?
No, we need another parade. We need all this, man. Yeah, we need it.
I didn't get to go to the other parade.
Yes.
I didn't get to go to the 18th parade.
Here's
I was at the
other
station.
Thing. Here's the other thing. Three Super Bowl trips in 8 years. We need two trophies.
On,
we need two trophies, right?
I need two. I need that Woodstock feeling again. Like you said, that was a Woodstock feeling. The libations was in the air.
Yes.
People drinking everywhere. Oh, man, it was beautiful. Everybody hugging on each other.
And I got to throw this out there.
I need that.
With the Dodgers building a National League All-Star team every year, I don't know how we're getting a championship in any other league.
Yeah.
Yet no faith in the Sixers.
No faith in the Sixers. Yeah, like, you know, the Eagles are like our best chance, man, to get this done.
They is, man. Give us what we want. We gonna win this game. I'm going into the next 2 weeks confident, not cocky.
Right.
I am very confident. I am very confident that because this team know what it's like to be there. Some of the most important pieces know what it's like to be there. They know what it feel like to lose, and they going into it, and they know they don't want that feeling again. What's the name? I love it. I want it. I need it. Spike, I'm going to tell you right now, be nervous. Hide under the bed. You can call me. Get my nick from DM me. Get my number from Jack. Call me. Be scared. Be scared, so I can tell you, little boy, you need to be scared. Be frantic. I want all that for the next 2 weeks. Bite all your nails off. Be LeBron James for the next 2 weeks. Bite your cuticles, all that good stuff. Because what you're doing, it works. Better guesses. Need all of it. Need all of it. I want it. I love y'all cats. Have a beautiful, blessed day. L-E-I-G-L-E-S. You hear all that, Ike Reese?
I hear it.
On that road, bro. I don't care about my voice. Love y'all cats, baby.
All right. Yoshi's voice is cooked.
He still is, yeah. It's been a long 3 days for him, man.
It is cooked.
I wonder if anybody else has any. You know, Yoshi's older. Now, I know he stays in shape.
Yes.
But you would think most people are running out of gas from Sunday, right?
Yes. And he went all the way through Monday. Him and Chuck went all the way through Monday. By the way,
Chuck is definitely asleep today.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's still sleeping.
By the way, I kind of like the Dodgers thing. It kind of reminds me of when the Heat signed everybody.
Yeah.
And that way you had a very clear enemy.
Like, yeah. Like, so it's everybody against the Dodgers.
Who to take down.
Yes.
I think it makes it cooler, and I think it adds a look. I don't love that they signed every good free agent except for Soto, but I do kind of like the idea of let's go take down the Dodgers. I think it's kind of a fun rallying
As long
cry.
As someone can take down the Dodgers.
But I think they can.
Yeah, it's baseball.
It's baseball, you know? All right.
Ever heard that before, Ike?
Yeah, I have.
215-592-9494. What is important about this particular Super Bowl to you? Coming up next, the return of the Clipboard Report.
Uh-oh.
That's right. The Clipboard Report, is when we find retired backup quarterbacks who've talked about our team. We have news on that, and then also a clipboard report, Eagles-related, specifically, somebody who used to carry a clipboard. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.